Empower Radio presents The Miracle of Healing with Lisa Campion. Meet healers, learn different modalities, and hear empowering stories of people on their healing journey. The Miracle of Healing on Empower Radio. Here's your host, Lisa Campion.
Hello, I'm Lisa Campion, and this is The Miracle of Healing on Empower Radio, where conscious people come together to explore the world of healing and heal the planet one person at a time. So pleased to have today Lauren Walker. She wrote this incredible book called The Energy Medicine Yoga Prescription that I've been perusing and looking through it all day and practicing her yoga positions and trying it on for myself. And this book is really kind of this incredible fusion of yoga, meditation, and energy medicine practices that she created and called Energy Medicine Yoga. And it's really the best of both worlds, the best of energy medicine and the best of yoga brought together. And since I'm a energy medicine practitioner and teacher myself, I'm just thrilled to death to speak with you today, Lauren. So welcome, Lauren, to the show.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
So tell me about this. I'm totally fascinated with this fusion that you've got going on here between energy medicine and yoga. How did you come? It seems to me like in hindsight, I saw it. I'm like, of course they go together. Of course. That's like, oh my God, how did I not ever think of that? And and it's so brilliant. And how did you come to that that fusion in your own way?
So, you know, it's really interesting. In hindsight, it is true that it just is the most natural thing. It's amazing that this hasn't been around forever. And on some level, it has been. It just hasn't really been maybe spoken of so much. You know, yoga is an energetic practice, but more and more, or I should say less and less, is it taught that way in, you know, Western yoga practices. If they talk about anything with energy, it's, you know, the chakras or maybe the aura. But they don't really talk about that energy is all there is. It's what we're made up of. And they certainly don't talk about the 9 energy systems in the human body that run us. So I was a yoga practitioner for many years and teacher and student. And I had sort of a break in that teaching practice. I never stopped practicing, but I stopped teaching for a while. And in that break, I was introduced to the work of Donna Eden, who's my teacher, who's the founder of Eden Energy Medicine. And I started doing her work and practicing and was just blown away by the accessibility and the ease of it and the incredible results. And I just started putting them together in my yoga practice because I was still practicing yoga every day. And it started to just, it was just so organic how it all fit together and increased the power and the results of both of the practices. And so it really just became this organic synthesis of these two ancient techniques that then increased the efficacy of both of them. So when I went back to teaching, I brought that all with me, and my students had the same incredible experiences that I did. And so I wrote it all down and wrote a book and then wrote a second book. And here we are, because the work is just really speaks to people.
Yeah, it's so interesting because I come sort of from another angle of being in the Barbara Brennan lineage of energy medicine. And her energy medicine is much more chakra based. And we do the chakras, we do the core energetic profiles. And I know with Donna Eden stuff, she's really working through the meridian a lot. One of the systems that you really work on is the meridian system, and using acupuncture pressure points to open up the energy meridians, which is so easy and natural to do when you're in yoga, when you're in a yoga position.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I mean, that's one of the systems, but there's 9 of them. And so we work with all of them in this really integrated way. So we work with the chakras as well, really deeply, in a way that I had never learned before in any of my yoga teachings. And I'd studied yoga for years and sort of learned this studying the chakras with Barbara Brennan School. You know, the way chakras appear and work in the body energetically is so different from the way that they're taught in the yoga world, which is very reductionistic. And
yes,
you know, the back bend and you'll open your heart chakra. And you know, and I know, and now a lot of other people are starting to learn that that's really not the way the chakras work at all in the body. But then, you know, there's nine system, radiant circuits, the electrics, the Celtic weave, the five elements. There's all of these systems that work holistically and all together. And it's really, you know, even though you'll maybe focus on one of these systems, they all work together. So you never really are just taking one out and working on one system. It's like even when you're stretching one particular muscle, like everything else in your body is working at the same time. It's really difficult to isolate one specific thing because the body is a holistic system.
Yeah, it's so fascinating. And it was fascinating to me too that your yoga practice comes more from a tantric yoga style, which is a style that I think has a lot of misunderstandings about it. And and I love the whole complete thing that you talked about, that, you know, Ayurveda and Vedic astrology and meditation and all of that goes together with. Can you explain a little bit about that style of yoga?
Sure. So yeah, the misconception of Tantra is that it's about sex. And, because of the way that our society is, anytime something comes up about sex, then that's the main focus. And we're very titillated by things, and it's a very both repressed and overexposed at the same time. So it's a very strange kind of world we live in when we talk about sexuality. But in the world of Tantra, Tantra literally means to weave together. It means more than the sum of its parts, and it means technology. And so what Tantra yoga is weaving together all of these different systems and different tools that you use to achieve oneness, to achieve your union with the divine in yourself and outside of yourself, which is really one and the same thing. And the reason that sex sort of became the one focal point that most people know about with Tantra is because the human sexuality is not denied on the path to spiritual oneness, and nor should it be. The human body is incredibly powerful, and sex and a beautiful sexual or sensual experience is a way to achieve oneness, but it's only one way, and it's not the only way. And even though it can be often the fastest way or the most obvious way, so that's where sort of people got stuck, because it's really like an easy way to get there. And so then some of the other practices were overlooked or just ignored because, you know, sexuality is such a juicy topic. Mm-hmm. But Tantra just includes so many, many, many different things. And I then created my own Tantra by weaving together traditional yoga with energy medicine. That is also a Tantra, by weaving together different techniques to bring you to that sense of wholeness and oneness.
It's an incredibly complete system. And that's what my my first sort of take on, I was like, oh my God, this really covers everything. And it made me so happy. I was like, oh, you could really lean into the system. And I just felt like, you know, it would take a while to get to know it because there's a lot of moving parts to it, but that it felt so complete in some way. I don't know. Is that how it feels to you?
Yeah. You know, I really, and I thank you for saying that, because somebody just asked me, yesterday, I think it was, is there anything else that you do? And anymore, there really isn't, because it is such a complete system in terms of my yoga practice. And I think it's really important to separate out, there's so much in the yoga world right now of people doing, you know, high intensity interval training yoga, and even, you know, the hot vinyasa flow and all that sort of really active blood pumping aerobic yoga, weightlifting and all that kind of stuff within a yoga practice. And in my understanding of yoga, it's a separate thing. Weight training is great. High intensity interval training, I love it. I do it all the time. But in my yoga practice, I'm doing yoga, which is an energetic practice, and it's about aligning your energy and bringing coherence and harmony to your energy so that everything else that you do in your life also has that efficacy and that healing component. But that's really what the yoga practice is for. And so within that context, energy medicine yoga really is complete because of now this deeper understanding of how to work with your energy, which is really quite simple and quite accessible. Before studying yoga, energy felt really esoteric. You know, I'd learn about the koshas and the doshas and all these things. And I kind of knew a little bit, but I didn't really know how to access any of it. And this work is so accessible and so simple. It's kind of crazy, really, how easy it is to do. And I love the fact that you also felt that too, that completeness with the simplicity of it.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I don't know, it made me happy. I felt like happy and comforted and like, oh, this is really like so beautiful that you've got this. So let's talk a little bit about energy, because I think that's another word that people get hung up on. And I loved how you said something in your book about how we have a body and we have emotions and we have all the, you know, mind and spirit and all these parts of it, but energy is the part that contains all of it. I thought that was a fantastic description or a way to understand it.
Yeah, we sort of talk about mind, body, and spirit. And then the fact that we talk about energy as maybe a fourth layer is not quite exacting in how it works, because energy is actually from what everything arises.
Right. And yeah, it's got all the layers in it, right? It's the one thing that contains everything.
It contains everything in the universe. And the more that we understand the science behind this, and I'm a real science geek, I'm always studying, what is behind this? How does this work? Why does this work? And the science behind the energetics of the universe is fascinating to me. We really are just oscillating bits of information, sound, and light. And it's so hard to wrap our heads around, because we feel solid and we look solid. And, you know, this couch I'm sitting on looks solid. The phone I'm holding in my hand feels solid. But the truth is, none of it is. If we could really kind of back away or back forward in and really see the depth of what it is, everything is just vibrating bits of information. And so it's one of those things that some people just really grok that and they get it, and other people it's hard to. But once you start to get your hands into those fields of energy, and they are fields, that's what the whole universe is made of these intersecting fields of information from which the substance of us and everything arises. But once you get your hands into those fields, it becomes more clear and more, this is kind of sound odd, but more concrete, because you can feel this energy. It really isn't esoteric. It really isn't woo-woo at all. Like, you can feel it. It's tangible. I mean, you know that from working with energy.
Yeah.
But I get people who are, you know, total skeptics, and, you know, within 20 minutes in a class, they're feeling their own energy, and that's just the aha moment for people.
Yeah, it's so beautiful. I find the same thing too in my practice, working, doing energy medicine with people, is that it's sort of the doorway that we can access all of it through. Like, if it's a stuck mental pattern or a stuck emotion or stuck spiritual stuff or karma or whatever, physical pain, whatever they got, it's like when we can move the energy, we can allow this, our systems are like self-recalibrating and want to go back into harmony. If we just, like, the river will flow if you pull what's out of the, you know, the branches out of the way, you know? Yeah. And so I just love that. So your system is so many moving parts, and I wish we had time to talk about all of them. What can you talk about that would give people maybe a deeper understanding? Can we talk about the five elements or your, the nine different parts? Like, what would be a good...
Sure. Well, we can definitely talk about the five elements, but I actually want to circle back for a moment to what you just said about pulling the tree out of the river, because that's the exact metaphor that I use when talking about one of the systems that that keeps us stuck in our patterns. It's called triple warmer, and it's a huge energy system, and it is involved in so many different parts of our lives. But, you know, when you start to work with the energy, you know, you pull the tree out of the river, and the river doesn't automatically go back into that channel that it was diverted from. If it's carved a new channel, in other words, if you've had some situation, whether it's a trauma or an emotional situation or an addiction or a longstanding habit that has taken you out of the mainstream of the river and bringing you and diverted you, once you pull that tree out of the river, the water doesn't automatically go back. And so part of the work is repatterning your energy. And that can be done very quickly, and sometimes it can take a longer time. And the thing is, that's one of the rules of energy, is that it follows patterns and it forms habits, and it can be repatterned. That's another rule of energy. And some of it happens really quickly, and some of it, you know, diseases are patterns and habits in the body that need to be repatterned. And one of the things that I love that your show is called Miracles, because we talk about that all the time in energy medicine, yoga, magic and miracles. And the truth is that miracles is just another word for not understanding the mechanism behind getting a result that you weren't expecting.
Right.
And the body is programmed for miracles. And I think we need to find a better word for it, so it doesn't seem so impossible to achieve and so limiting, because you are a miracle. The fact that you are alive is a miracle. How the body develops and becomes itself is a miracle. The fact that the body is programmed to heal is miraculous. And it's miraculous because there is no known mechanism. Western medicine does not know how even something as simple as a cut healing in your skin, they don't know how that happens, let alone how a cell differentiates in utero from anything to an eyeball or to a liver cell. Like, Western medicine doesn't know the mechanism for that. So all of that is miraculous. And the fact of your ability to attract into your life what you want, to heal disease patterns from something that's very small to something that's very large, all of that is possible. You don't have to be special. You don't have to be trained. You don't have to have a PhD. You don't have to have all of these other things. You just have to be open to working with your underlying energy, because that's where the miracles start to happen in the body.
Wow, that's amazing. I love that. That was a really great explanation of healing and how healing works, you know. That's fantastic. And I think that anyone can do it, you know, anyone, and that we all on some level want to. Like, we all have this desire or innate need to move more towards equilibrium and harmony. And I love that. That was great. Thank you.
Yeah, we do. We have, and the body wants that. That's the thing.
Yeah.
The body really wants that.
It does.
And we need very simple things to be healthy in our lives. You know, because our brains are so complex, we tend to overcomplicate everything in our lives. And really, we need very simple things to be healthy. We need clean air. We need clean water. We need clean food. We need clean shelter. We need love and creativity. And really, if we have that, then we are healthy. And when we get out of balance, we have the ability and the ease to move back into balance. We're kind of like built to be a Weeble Wobble. You know, do you remember Weeble Wobble?
I do, yeah.
They fall way over, but they, you know, Weebles wobble, but they don't fall down. So they lean really far over, but then they come right back to center. And that's the goal of this work, is to, you know, rebuild, if you've lost that, the resilience in the body and in the mind and in the spirit, and especially in the emotional body. And you talked about the five elements, which is one of the, it's such a huge, powerful, and beautiful system in the body. And it really, it gives us an access to our emotions, which affect our physiology. And so once we can learn how to gather information from our emotions and let the story go, then again, we have that ease of coming back to center and coming back to healing. And the inability to do that is one of the biggest causes of stress and disease patterns in the body, you know, holding on to stories, holding on to past events. And some of that is within our control, and some of it is not directly within our conscious control. Things like PTSD, and if you've had, you know, a trauma situation in your life, you can't just say, I'm over that, you know, because
right.
That has a chemical imprint in the body, as well as neurological imprint and pathways that it's formed on. But all of those can also be repatterned, and much easier than you think.
Yeah, I think so. And emotions play a big role in this too, right? So kind of unwinding emotions and thoughts and chemistry and all of that stuff is, I think, how we get there.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And there's really easy practices to do that. You know, you don't need to do, years and years of therapy to find, you don't need to go back into the story of all of these things. There's ways to energetically release these emotions from the body where they get lodged. You know, you've heard that a million times in yoga class, the issue is in the tissue. Mm. And that can be released doing these really simple and elegant practices that allow you to move through and to really let go of these patterns that have been disturbing the equilibrium of the body.
Can you give us a story about, I love a miracle story. So can you give us a story of like something that's really shifted for somebody?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I've got this woman, I do a 4-day teacher training, level one teacher training. So if you're a yoga teacher and you want to learn how to bring this work out into the world, you come and take that training. And so she was at the training and she had had a second round with breast cancer. And they went in to take some lymph nodes out of her armpit and the doctor nicked a nerve. And he said, if you don't get, and she lost feeling in her arm. And he said, if you don't get feeling back within 6 to 12 months, I'm sorry, but you won't ever have it back. But I really needed to get that cancer. And so she never got that feeling back. And now it was 18 months after that event when she had come to the training. And she wore a compression sleeve, kind of like you wear with fibromyalgia, things like that. And so the first night of the training, she went back to her hotel and she took her sleeve off and she could feel her hand running down her arm. And she thought, wow, that's odd. She said, that probably was nothing. I'm not going to mention that because I don't want to get my hopes up. And so that was that. The next day she took the class. She went home that night. She pulled her sleeve off. She could feel her hand on her arm. She's like, that's interesting, but no, that's nothing. I'm going to forget about that. That night, she woke up at 2 o'clock in the morning with this incredibly painful, weird sensation under her armpit. She woke up and she looked over and it was the covers all bunched up under her armpit. And she hadn't felt that in 18 months. And that had woken her up.
Wow.
And so she had complete feeling back in her arm. And she was, you know, we always have a miracle circle at the end of the program, and she shared that with us, and everyone's crying. It was just so amazing. And then she took our master training program and just brought this up again a full year later. She still has full feeling in her arm. So that is just a complete reversal of her, what her doctor said would never come back for her.
Wow, that's incredible. That's a great miracle story.
Yeah. I mean, the body really has... Again, it's miraculous. How can you understand the mechanism of nerve endings that were completely cut coming back? There's just no way Western science can explain that. But energetically, there's no blocks to anything. It's, you know, if all we are these vibrating bits of energy, then the energy reconnects itself because it's going to meet that. And, you know, the one of the reasons that I got into this work at that crossroads in my life was that I was feeling the limitations of traditional yoga. I wasn't able. I'm sure if I had gone deeply enough, I could have gotten to that place. But I couldn't heal the emotional issues that were still stirred up in me. And so I could have found other teachers and studied deeper and more of traditional yoga. And I'm sure at some point in my life, I would have gotten to that place. Or I could have gone down the path of miracles. And Donna Eden, my teacher, is a living miracle. She had MS. She had tuberculosis. She had a heart attack at 27. She was allergic to everything. And her doctors basically said, there's nothing more we can do for you. Find someone to raise your daughters. You will be dead in a year. And instead, she went back and using her ability to see energy, started to heal her own body. And if you saw her today, she is 75. She is vibrant and the most alive, healthy person that you've ever met. And so that was my crossroads. It was like, go deeper down into the yoga world or go into the path of miracles. And I chose the path of miracles and I've never looked back.
Wow. Well, thank you for doing that. And thank you for writing these incredible books and inspiring everyone else to do it. So how can people get in touch with you, work with you, get your book? How can we get you?
Mm-hmm. So we just rebuilt our website. It's emyoga.net. And you can find everything about what EM yoga is and all kinds of interviews and articles and links to the books and my full schedule. And we just released a course, an online course Donna and I created together in partnership with Yoga Journal, because she was also so inspired by this work and wanted to help me get it out to more people. And we do this beautiful thing. It's an 8-week long course, and every week there's 3 to 4 yoga poses at the beginning that Donna shows you energetically what's happening in the body in energy medicine yoga pose versus a traditional yoga pose. And it's mind-boggling. You will never do yoga again the same way after seeing that. So you can find information about that on the website. And the next live course I'm teaching is the end of August, August 24th to the 31st at the Feathered Pipe Ranch in Helena, Montana, which is this absolutely magnificent retreat center. And we are the only ones at the retreat center, so we take over the whole campus. And it's a retreat on the hidden power of the chakras. So as we talked about in the beginning, the way chakras are taught in modern yoga is just completely, I don't want to say wrong, because there's some things that
just superficial, really. Superficial.
And some of the things actually are wrong. You know, the idea that colors are Roy G. Biv, like your root chakra is not red. It just isn't, you know. And so to get a deeper understanding of what the chakras really are, what they mean, how they work in the body, and then how to work with them to not only clear past issues, but then we're going to evolve the chakras. So drawing in the future that you want. And I've never taught this work in a retreat setting before. And so I'm really, really excited to share this with the general public. So
Thank you, Lauren. Thank you, Lauren, for sharing this, that, and all of your work with the world, because I think we really need you and the work. Yeah. And thank you for being with me on the radio today.
I really appreciate getting the opportunity to talk with you.
It was wonderful. And thank all of you guys for joining us today on The Miracle of Healing. You can check me out at lisacampion.com. Come in, stop by, and got a lot of free gifts going on my website too. So thanks for being with Lauren and I today on The Miracle of Healing, where we are healing the planet one person at a time every day right here on Empower Radio.